Everybody's doing well. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. In terms of the Green Bay game, obviously David Morgan stepped up and did a great job for us. I'm real proud of him. And really a lot of guys stepped up because the guards on the punt team had to help David in protection. And guards on the field goal protection team had to help him in field goal protection. The holder and the kicker did a great job. And obviously Quigley did a great job as the punter too. So a lot of people had to step up to help us be successful when Kevin went down with that injury.
How did you know? I mean, so David started long snapping in practice a few weeks ago, I think he said?
No, he actually, we tried him out last year when he first got here. We always try the rookie tight ends, maybe the defensive ends, if they had any prior experience. And he was pretty bad when he first got here. But he's really worked hard at it. We started him up again in this spring. And, you know, because in the past I've had, Chad Greenway could snap. Obviously before him, Jared Allen could snap. Audie Cole was a good snapper. He was always a backup. Probably people didn't even know that, but he would have been the next guy in. But David this year was our guy because we lost the other guys. And then Blake Bell came in and did a nice job for us, and he would have been the next guy in. So he kind of got more reps, I guess, starting a couple weeks ago. But he was always kind of on that depth chart, and we've been working with him ever since. And really, Kevin McDermott deserves a lot of the credit because he works with him every Thursday like he did again today. So that was huge for us. And I told him at halftime he didn't even bat an eye. So he was ready to roll, came out the first few snaps. Coming out of halftime, we're a little bit squirrely and made me a little nervous, but we just moved Ryan up about a yard or so and just told him to focus on the snap and the protection will come second, and then the field goal snaps were, you know, as good as can be expected.
With tight ends and defensive ends, is that just because they're big enough to be able to handle the blocking part of
things?
Yeah,
they're the body type. I mean, Nick Easton would have been an option for us as a field goal snapper because he's done that before.
Sure.
Of course, he got hurt, so we were kind of down there, but... you know, it worked out really well, and you know, proud of everybody how we reacted. And really, in a tight game like that, we needed as many good snaps as we could possibly get.
Do you anticipate Kevin being back and ready for the playoffs?
You know, I don't know about that. They've told me he has a chance, and you know, I other than that, we're just gonna kind of go business as usual with a new snapper and go as long as we need to go with Jeff, and he'll do a great job for us. And when Kevin's ready, he'll be ready.
What stuck out to you?
What led you to choose him over Justin Drescher in the tournament?
I just think he had a little bit more consistent workout. I thought Justin did a great job as well. They were the two best guys available that we thought, you know, going over with our, in fact, George Payton and I met for about 45 minutes after we got back from Green Bay the other night. So that was, we're looking at the list, and then we started watching tape on Monday or Sunday morning. And then after the game, and then we decided those were the two best guys. And I think Jeff probably had a little bit more consistent workout than Justin, although it was very close.
Did he stick out to you at all at the Senior Bowl a year or so ago when you saw him down there?
I did. I thought his accuracy was outstanding. You know, we had done all the tape work on him, of course, before the Senior Bowl, like we do on all those specialists down that go down there. But, you know, I thought he was – I just remember him being a very consistent snapper, and I know that he's been doing the snapping kind of workout, you know, a bunch of workouts. And that's a good sign, too, when a guy's getting a lot of workouts. A lot of people think that he's a solid snapper. And I went back and watched all his games with the Rams in the preseason and the one game with Chicago in the preseason, and we thought, you know, he's got a shot. And he came here, did a good job in the workout, and he's had two good days so far.
Well, what's the process like of incorporating a guy like that in, you know, this late in the game, you know, with one game left in the regular season? Is it communication? Is there one area that kind of sticks out you really want to hone in on that right away?
Communication is very important. The protection on punts is very important, and field goals too, but it's not as complicated as punts. Making sure that he's got a good rapport with the holder and the kicker, making sure their timing is all right, that they all the things that they go through, and that's what they went down to the stadium and worked on for a good hour and a half yesterday. So they got a good workout yesterday, got some good work today. We'll work again tomorrow. But just the timing, the communication, the protection, the little things that come with the territory. It's not like the good thing. It's not like a receiver, quarterback, linebacker. It's got to learn a whole bunch of stuff mentally. So it's more of the physical part of it and the minor details and the kind of the little things that we have to make sure that we cover before the game on Sunday.
Is the most critical work they get done at the stadium in the days leading up to the game?
I think so. I think that's the first time Jeff's ever been there. So first of all, that's quite a building. So when you walk in there, it's quite a monstrosity. It's a beautiful building. But we kind of got that shock and awe. Okay, wow, cool. It's U.S. Bank Stadium. Now we're going to go get work done on Sunday. So that was critical yesterday, and then today with the team, with the field goals, yesterday with the punts, with the protection and everything, because there was a good tempo for him. Jeff had never gone through that tempo, he said, in punt protection and coverage and that sort of thing. So that was good work yesterday.
Kai drilled a 49-yarder in the first half. That was an impressive kick under those conditions. Was it imperative to get closer to the uprights for when Morgan was holding or as the game conditions got colder?
I think a 49-yarder with Davis, a snapper, may not have been attempted. We may have either punted there or gone for it on fourth down, but depending on the situation, you know, if we need one at the end of the game, of course. But I told Kai in front of the whole group there, we had our field goal meeting and showed that tape from Saturday night, that there's not many kickers in the NFL, in NFL history, that have gone into Lambeau and kicked a 49-yarder in those conditions. I mean, that was a heck of a kick and a huge kick for us in that game. You good? All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.